Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing or little as far as our eating, our drinking, our clothing, essential items, etc. are concerned, sufficing or little even on this. We find that in this chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought many ahadith of the personal life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the condition in the home of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was the condition in the safar, in the travel of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How they sufficed on little, to show us that if Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was the greatest of the great, the most greatest creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, if this was his condition, and we claim to have love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at least we should have love for the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, it requires courage. It's not something easy to come onto a life of simplicity, but at least that desire and that love in the heart should be there, that I would like to be like my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I would like to have that courage to come onto simplicity. I can't do it at that level, but at least that love in the heart is there, that courage and desire is there in the heart, that I'd like to be like my Nabi. I'd like to be, and I'd like to follow him in some way. I can't obviously come onto that level, but there must be some level of simplicity that I'm trying to bring into my life. It shouldn't be such that throughout a man's life he's only trying to increase and increase, and Malakul Maut finds him in that condition that he's still trying to increase his dunya. Rather, his fikr should be how I can increase my akhirat. So today's ahadith, we'll do two short ahadith inshaAllah. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, أخرجت لنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها كساء وإزارا غليظا قالت قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذين. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها brought before us a sheet and a coarse bottom cloth. So she brought one sheet top cloth and she brought a coarse rough bottom cloth. She brought it to us, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, brought it to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, and then sorry, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away whilst wearing these two. Showing that this was his last clothing. At that time when he passed away, he had two pieces of cloth. One top cloth and a coarse, a thick. Thick means cheap, cheap quality. Those days that the cloth was thin, refined, etc. That means it was a higher quality, more value, more expensive. If it was coarse, it was rough, it was cheap. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away in. In other words, he lived a life of simplicity and he passed away also in a life of simplicity. He wore, in his life, he wore simple clothes. He passed away also in simple clothes. A lesson for us all that this is the life of our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Should we be aspiring all the time for designer clothing, designer shoes, designer labels, or should we be aspiring to wear the clothing of our Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What's there if it has a small patch? What's there if it has got a small mark on it? There's no harm if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could pass away in two simple pieces of cloth. What's there for us as the ummatis of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? At least to have courage and love for the simple way and lifestyle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu qal, inni la awwalul arab رمى بسهم في سبيل الله ولقد كنا نغزو مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الحبلى وهذا السمر حتى إن كان أحدنا ليضع كما تضع الشاة ما له خلط. متفق عليه. هذا سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه narrates that I was the first of the Arabs to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We used to go in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we had no food except the leaves of the hubla and the samur. These were names of two wild trees, not our normal mango tree and lychee tree. Two wild trees. These are the names of them mentioned here in this hadith, is hubla and the samur tree. So Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he's saying firstly, I was the first Arab to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what they would take pride in. Shooting an arrow in jihad, this was something they took pride in. We take pride in our offshore investments, we take pride in our first class travel, we take pride in our holidays, etc. We take pride in our vehicles. But look at what they took pride in. I was the first Arab to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. In other words, these are the things that should make us proud, that how much we are doing for the deen, how much we are doing out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next thing he said is that we used to go to, in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had no food. Not that they didn't carry food, they carried with them, but supplies were so little that halfway through, quarter way through, just depends how far they are going, now all that patkos that they carried all ran short. Allah Ta'ala made it such so that we can even learn from the travel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how our Nabi traveled also. So now he says, what we used to do, we used to eat from the leaves of the trees. He named these two trees, the Hubla and the Samud tree. And then he says that because we were eating from this tree, our droppings also were like the droppings of sheep. When a person looks at the droppings of sheep, how it is. Sometimes the children, they laugh at it, the way it looks, round, small, the droppings. He said, because we were eating leaves and we were living like this, our droppings also, I mean, in other words, our excreta, etc., was looking like the droppings of sheep because of the coarse leaves that we were eating and we were living on. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When you hear these stories, these are not fairy tales or something far. These were actually the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that hardship and trouble and difficulty that he faced, but yet his life was a life of shukr. Never complained. Always thanking Allah Ta'ala that Allah for all the favors that Allah Ta'ala has given. So therefore, we also need to take home is that how many favors we enjoy of Allah. How many in terms of our transport, in terms of our travel, in terms of our living, our eating, our drinking. So much we enjoying, but how much we also complain. Learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba that they went through so much of difficulty, but whatever came out of their mouth was whatever came out of their lips and mouth was nothing but shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making shukr and aspiring to live a simple life. Obviously we can't reach that level, but aspire it and love for it. Allah Ta'ala will give us inshallah the reward of it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.